Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have been hanging out in Psalm chapter 139, verses 1 through 18, and actually even looked at verse 23 a little bit yesterday, because that's probably the most popular or well-known verse out of Psalm 139. But I want to encourage you, if you missed this week, to go check out those two programs we did. Hope is Here at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can listen to those two programs, and they could be really blessed and encouraged. But we ended yesterday's program just starting to talk about the question, how's your heart and how's your head doing? You know, what wounds are in your heart and what lies are in your head? And I love this quote by Dr. Maria Schneider. It says, you can go to the gym, you can drink water, and you can take vitamins. But if you don't deal with the stuff going on in your heart and your head, you're still going to be unhealthy. And friends, that is just so, so true. I've seen it in my own life and hundreds of people that I've met with and counseled over the past 19 years in ministry. And I was fortunate enough to go to the Leadership Summit. Tate's Creek Christian hosted it. And Rich Pinnell and the team there at Tate's Creek did a great job hosting this event. Most people chose to watch it online, and I totally understand that. But I really hope you'll put that on your calendar for next year. I believe it's August 7th and 8th. And it's just the best thing I have found that helps me grow spiritually, but also professionally. And they had Lisa Turkhurst as one of the speakers, and just a tremendous communicator of God's word, great writer, written several books. She writes a blog, great follow on Twitter. And her topic was forgiveness. And friends, I know one of the things that when our heart's not doing well, or even some of the lies that we're buying and listening to in our head, it's when we have not forgiven somebody or an event that's happened, or I'm going to get really in your business today, when we've not forgiven God. You know, we're angry at God, and yet we won't tell him that. We just complain about everything else, and we beat down people with our words, whether come out of our mouth, our thoughts. And I want to remind you that in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, for as a person thinketh in his heart, so are they. As a person thinks in his heart, so are they. And so, friends, things you think, your heart gets polluted, and especially you speak those words, and you can wonder, where is God in the darkness? And life can get dark really, really quick. And I've shared this before, but it's been a long time. I want to remind you, if you're looking for a great book to help you with your thoughts, The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer is a tremendous book. I read it almost 20 years ago, and I believe 2 years ago they actually kind of did an updated version because it sold over a million copies, but obviously over time just other things have happened, and she just wanted to kind of refresh it and share some other things God has taught her about how the battlefield really is in your mind. And if you're looking for a good book to read, I would encourage you to get Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. But Lisa Turkhurst says, forgiveness is the only way to sever the suffering in our life. Forgiveness is the only way to sever the suffering. And when I say that suffering, I'm talking about in our hearts from a past wound. I mean, you've heard that great quote before, and my friend Roy Stewart says, you know, when you don't forgive somebody, it's like drinking poison but expecting the other person to die. That's one of my favorite all-time quotes. I don't know who originally said that, but my friend Roy Stewart says that often. And, you know, it's just true. When you carry bitterness in your heart and unforgiveness in your heart, it is like drinking poison but expecting the other person to die. And the truth of the matter is, we've all been hurt, friends. There's nobody that's not been hurt. Unfortunately, thousands of people have been sexually violated. Thousands of people have been through, millions of people through divorces. Millions of people have unfortunately had cancer. Millions of people have lost jobs. And I'm not making light of those in any form or fashion. Several of those I have been through, and they are extremely painful. But I also know that as I've been able to grow and mature in my faith, one of the things that God's developed in me, and I've had to humble myself and do several times, is forgive somebody for just maybe a selfish and unwise decision they made that impacted me. And it's amazing the freedom that comes. And as Lisa Turker said, it severs the suffering in your life. It really does. You'll be amazed. In the darkness, there will be light. Jesus said he is the light of the world. A second thing that I want to talk to you about today from Psalm chapter 139 is I want to remind you that in this darkness and this just discouraging season of life and COVID-19, that God goes before you and after you. You're like, well, how do you know that, Greg? Well, in Psalm chapter 139, verse 5, it says, you go before me and you follow me and you place your blessing on my head. And friends, I know that a lot of people have struggled with keeping their peace during this time of uncertainty we've had the past 5 months with this pandemic we're dealing with. But I want to remind you that this great quote by Dr. Tony Evans, he says, peace does not mean you will not have problems. Peace means your problems will not have you. Let's say that one more time. Peace does not mean you will not have problems. Peace means your problems will not have you. And friends, there's no doubt everybody's dealing with something right now, but you can still keep your peace because of Jesus. Remember, Jesus did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of peace. And he's not going to let this anxiety take us over. And God does go before us and he follows us. And the best way to do that is prayer, which is simply a conversation with God. So like the old saying by Joyce Meyer, do you go to the phone when you got a problem or do you go to the throne? Do you go to the phone or do you go to the throne? And the throne is God's throne, and going to him in prayer. And I saw this on a church recently, and I don't know who wrote this original quote. I looked online and saw it posted on several places, but nobody actually giving credit for it. But prayer is the bridge between panic and peace. Prayer is the bridge between panic and peace. Friends, every day you have to decide, are you going to be in panic or are you going to be in peace? And the only way I know to stay out of getting in panic with all that's going on is to spend time with Jesus each morning. And there might be an occasion where I oversleep or, you know, whether I hit the snooze button or whatever, and I've got an early morning meeting and I have to get out the door. But 90-something percent, 95, I'd like to say 99%, but I'll say it 95% of the time. I'm going to spend time with Jesus in the morning, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes. I like to do a lot more than that. But spending time with him and reading his word a little bit and some time in prayer, because I know that there's a battle going on out there, but the real battle starts inside me. And I love the quote from the John Maxwell book that I was fortunate enough to be in called Failing Forward. John Maxwell said in the chapter 6 that I was fortunate enough to be in, says, it's not what happens to you, it's what happens in you. It's not what happens to you, but it's what happens in you. And for some of you, you just wonder, where is God? Where is God in all this darkness? Well, I want to share with you where he is. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. And so, you can stand on that promise today. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be discouraged. God's going to go ahead of you. He's going to be with you. And he will neither fail you or abandon you. And I know some of you today, you kind of doubt that. And I understand. That's why I do hope it's here to remind you of that. Okay? Especially a lot of the you that are doing life alone, and some of you aren't physically alone. You may be married or have family, but you just feel alone. And I want to remind you that Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, that might need to be your verse for this week. Write it out on a post-it note and read it several times a day and night. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17 says, "But you will not need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you." Let's say it again. He is with you. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. Let's go back and take a look at the first part of the verse. It says, "But you will not even need to fight." Well, friends, God has spoken to me two different ways through that verse during different seasons of my 50-plus years of life here on this earth. And when it says, "But you will not even need to fight," that doesn't mean that you don't need to do anything. What I mean by that is, I mean, you know, if you don't go to work or if you don't try to look for a job, you ain't going to have a job, okay? So it's not talking about being lazy, okay? But it's also saying sometimes for type A people like me, do the best you can and then just give it to God. You will not even need to fight. And I know that I'm having to learn that I got to do the best I can. And I love the old saying, do it like it depends on you. Pray like it depends on God. And there's this nice middle ground, and sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. And God is in the crock pot business, not the microwave, the drive through, the instant credit business, okay? And I know that we like things quickly in our culture, and sometimes God does answer prayers really quickly. But most of the time, it takes a while. And I'm learning this as I mature and try to grow in my faith that, you know, God's timing is always best. And we both know if you eat something that's in the crock pot, it tastes a lot better than something you throw in the microwave for a couple minutes. And I want to remind you, you may be in the crock pot right now with something in your life, or you just feel like this whole COVID-19 thing that you are just in a bad season, and yet God is slowly but surely working. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember that. We do walk by faith and not by sight. And if you've got food to eat, you've got a car to drive, you've got shelter, you're blessed and you're loved. And I just get reminded all the time to be thankful for the blessings I have and not to focus on what I don't have, but focus on what I do have, and to pray for those wounds that are in my heart, those lies that are going on in my head, and to be reminded that God goes before me and he goes after me, and that we can stand on Psalm chapter 139, verse 5, which says, "You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." Friends, that's a verse worth reading every morning before you leave the house, if you can, or before you start your work day. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're going to continue talking about Psalm 139 tomorrow, and I'll leave the light on for you. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.